The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it. And whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me." The Gospel of the Lord. What is the most valuable thing that you have in your life? What's the most valuable thing that you have in your own life? What do you safeguard or focus on the most? What keeps your attention? What is the focus of your life? When I'm speaking to a bunch of daily math scores, I know that there's one obvious response to that. At the beginning of your day, you give worth, you give value to your devotion to God. And you come here and you come to Mass to worship Him, to acknowledge the worth of Jesus Christ in your life. Okay, that's good. But what, in your daily life, what do you cling on to the most? What do you hold on to the most? What is the most valuable thing? On the festival of St. Lawrence, we're challenged, not only in the readings, but in the example and the life of such a great saint, to evaluate this question. Now, I don't know if you've heard the whole story of St. Lawrence before, but I think it's a story that's worth retelling over and over, if not just once a year. You know, more frequently being recalled of the life and the example and the witness of this man. Lawrence was born and raised in Spain, and he encountered, while he was growing up there, a great friend. I don't know his name before he became a pope, but they met in Spain and traveled to Rome together. He and his friend started to serve and to work in the city of Rome. This is in the 200s, back in the third century. And they traveled all the way from Spain to Rome, and his friend later would become Pope Sixtus II. And this is, a very trying time in the church. Early, it's growing, it's developing, it's spreading. People are being drawn to Christ. They're building churches, the city is growing, everything's growing at this time. But it was a time of persecution as well. And so Emperor Valerian was persecuting the church. And this great friend of Lawrence, Sixtus, was being led to his martyrdom. Even before the martyrdom, Sixtus had made Lawrence a deacon of the church. And I think a lot of times we forget what deacon means, what it means to be a deacon. In Greek, deacon, diakonoi, just means servant. He was a servant of the church. So what does a servant of the church do? Well, in the case of Lawrence, he was the kind of the first among all the deacons in the Church of Rome, which meant he had all of the money, all of the tithing that the community would gather, it would be in the control of St. Lawrence. And so then he would have to take the tithing that would come in and then redistribute the wealth throughout the church, which meant principally for Lawrence to giving this money back out to those who are most in need in the community, those who were homeless, those who were sick or infirm, anybody who was in need. It was his job to redistribute the wealth of the church to those in need. He was serving the poor. He was serving Christ, not only at the altar with St. Sixtus, but also out on the streets of Rome as he was redistributing this wealth. And so Sixtus was being called to his martyrdom, and Lawrence wept that he could not go with his friend, that he had traveled all the way from Spain, all the way to Rome, that he wouldn't have the opportunity to die a martyr's death with his best friend. His best friend was being called. And so Sixtus, the story goes, tells Lawrence, he says, "Don't worry, Lawrence. In 3 days' time, you too will be called to the same fate." And so not long after the martyrdom of Sixtus and his companions, there were, I think it was 6 or 7 other people that were martyred at that time. Not long after that, the head of the Roman government, not Emperor Valerian, but one of his prelates below him, he came and approached Lawrence. He says, "I want you," because he knew Lawrence's role, that he had all of the money. He said, "Lawrence, I want you to bring all of the wealth of the church to me." It's like, "I'll spare your life. Just give me everything that the church has, and everything will be fine." And so Lawrence says, "Fine, just give me 3 days, and I'll round up all the wealth that our church has, and I'll hand it over to you." And so they split ways, and then Lawrence goes out and immediately starts taking all of the money that the church has and distributing it, giving it to all of the poorest people in Rome, emptying all of the coffers of the Roman church. And then on the third day, he gathers all of the poor, all of the sick, those who have diseases, just everybody who's poor and marginalized in the city of Rome, gathers them all up, brings him with him to go meet this official for Rome. And he says to the official, he says, here is a wealth greater than all of the wealth of the Empire of Rome. This is the church's wealth. And he shows him all of the sick and the poor. And of course, in that moment, the official was outraged and they killed St. Lawrence. He's known as the patron of comedians, not only for that kind of practical joke that he played on the official there to flip around and say, here's wealth for you, but also because he was burned alive. He was grilled. Oftentimes you see an image of Lawrence, he's depicted with a grill in his hand. Maybe he's the patron saint of barbecuers too. Story goes that he was being burned alive on the grill, and he looked up at the officials and he said, "Well, I'm done on this side. You can turn me over." He made a joke of his own martyrdom. He's like, "Your pain, the worst you can do to me, it doesn't matter. Because nothing, I value nothing on this earth more than Jesus Christ. I value nothing on this earth more than giving witness to his love. I value nothing in this city more than the poor, more than those who are in need, because that's what Jesus called us to do. He was a perfect student of the gospel. He loved God above all things, and he loved his neighbors, not just as himself, but more than himself. He could have just given all that money to the official, and maybe they would even have made him a pope with the seat vacant and being the best friend of Sixtus. If he had just acquiesced to the government and just given off all the money, he could have had great power in the church probably. But instead he chose to follow the Lord's commandment and to give all of that wealth away. Nothing was more valuable to Lawrence than to give witness to God and his love. And so to this day, just as Jesus said, if a seed falls to the ground and dies, it produces much fruit. To this day in the city of Rome, there's hardly a saint more venerated than Lawrence. It was actually kind of funny when I went to Rome, when I went to Italy for the first time, even the most marginal Catholics in Italy, and there's a lot of them because it's just such, it's the whole culture is Catholic, but a lot of them are just kind of marginally Catholic. On this day, on August 10th, everybody celebrates the Feast of St. Lawrence. To this day, he's still beloved. He's, when you think of deacons in the church, there's only two that come to mind at the highest level. It's Stephen, that we have an account of in the Acts of the Apostles, and right behind him, it's Lawrence. And it's a big fight there. I don't know how many St. Stephen churches there are in Rome, but there's four major churches of St. Lawrence. There's a major basilica of St. Lawrence. They value his witness and his love for the poor so greatly. And so he makes such a great example for us and a witness for us, especially in a time in our city when there are so many poor people, so many homeless people, so many sick people in this community. And they've gone forgotten in large part. They've been cast away. And we don't know how to respond to this crisis. It's a mental health crisis. It's an addiction crisis. It's a financial crisis. There's a lot of issues that come around it. But just because it's so complex and difficult for us to face, it doesn't mean that it's not a problem and that these people aren't out there suffering and that they aren't the most important and valuable people to us. Because Jesus Christ did say, "Blessed are you when you clothed me when I was naked. Blessed are you who fed me when I was hungry. Blessed are you when you came to me in my need." And the disciples in response said, "When did we do any of this, Father?" And he said, when you did this to the least of my brothers, that's when you did it to me." Right? It's a reminder for us. St. Lawrence stands out as a reminder for us of our call to love everyone, and most especially to a value those people most in need in our community. Brothers and sisters, I don't know what the answers are, but I know that Christ is calling us in a very serious way to try to address the problems in our culture, the problems that are leading to so many people living out on the streets without cover, going through their life addicted to drugs, going through their life lost, marginalized, suffering. On this Feast of St. Lawrence, let's in a special and particular way pray for these people and pray that we might have the courage like St. Lawrence to stand up for them and to value their health and their well-being more than our own.